Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
You know, something we haven't talked about in a while is a proposal that Representative Celeste Davis and I have for what we're calling the Great Jobs Act. South Carolina House Representative Speaker has formed an ad hoc committee to study economic development. And so I've kind of dug into some of the statistics and comparing South Carolina to North Carolina. As many of us know, in the 50s, North Carolina began focusing on how to retain their highly educated graduates. And one of the things that came from that is what today we know of as Research Triangle Park. Over a five-year period of time, the three research universities in North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Duke, and NC State, they've generated almost $14 billion in research expenditures. That has resulted in about $17 billion in venture capital being invested in that five-year period of time, or a total of about $31 billion. And that's money that's flowed through their economy. You know, a lot of it has hired people in North Carolina and paid vendors. And so, you know, there's a multiplier effect to this. So it's actually had a much larger economic benefit to the state. And it'd be really great if South Carolina could keep pace, wouldn't it?
Well, I know you've got the stats there for our state then and how we compare. And of course, we're a much smaller state than North Carolina.
So we're about half the size. So we should have, over this five-year period of time, about $15 billion. Well, in actuality, Clemson, South Carolina, and the Medical University of South Carolina generated about $4 billion in university research. And South Carolina has about $1 billion of venture capital investment. So a total of about $5 billion. And that's compared to the $15 billion we would have if we had kept up with North Carolina. So there's a gap there of about $10 billion. And that's money that would have flowed, you know, through the South Carolina economy, you know, in jobs and with vendors, just like has happened in North Carolina. And that $10 billion, that's real money, isn't it?
Well, it is, but they've had a much earlier head start on building all of this though, right? So is it really fair based on the time frames involved?
Well, I don't think we need to go through woe is us and we should have done something different 50 years ago and all that. There's really no benefit to that. So what do we have? About 20 years ago in South Carolina, the legislature did start making some investments. They created the Research Centers of Economic Excellence Act, the University Infrastructure Act, the Life Sciences Act, the Venture Capital Act, Industry Partners Act, Angel Capital Act. And so today we have 188 endowed research chairs at Clemson, the University of South Carolina, and MUSC. About $400 million of this money was funded through the Centers of Economic Excellence Act. So we have laid a foundation. We have about 10,000 students pursuing a master's or a PhD degree in a science or engineering field. There's about 3,000 medical doctors and nursing students at MUSC. Over the last decade or so, there's been tens of thousands of alumni from our universities as well. And so we have this base of really technically trained people that we can build on. Now, unfortunately, right now, many of the students with advanced degrees in science and math are having to leave South Carolina to find a job. You know, one of the real focuses of the Great Jobs Act is to help create their best career opportunity here. And if we can build companies around them, if we can recruit innovation centers here, that will create jobs for undergraduate students, for technical students. And then we also need to make sure we reach back into the K-12 program and focus on science, technology, engineering, and math courses so students in middle school, high school begin to pursue, you know, these kinds of technical jobs because they're pretty well-paid jobs. We have a big gap. There's a huge opportunity if we were just, you know, performing at the same level of our neighbor state. But we have assets to build on, and that's the encouraging thing.
John, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, and you can hear it wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.